Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the thing, sure. So yeah, that's why.
Well, that's the thing. Like we keep our back door locked 24 hours a day because you know there's a pool in the backyard.
Oh yeah,
and,
yeah.
And so I mean, both our little guys can swim, but like still. You know we've got a very high way up on the door lock, so like for them to get out the backyard, they got to really be trying to do some stuff. But, you know, like my front door was unlocked most of today. So anybody could have just walked in if they wanted to. And I guess that's what happened to Joe Montana's house. Like a woman just walked in the house and went in the room and grabbed the baby out of a playpen and was just holding the baby. And so Joe Montana and his wife walk in and they just say, imagine you walk in and you see a complete stranger holding your grandbaby.
Yeah.
What? So they wrestled the baby. Because, like, clearly, somebody in your house holding your baby, a stranger, an intruder, that's a crazy person.
Oh, yeah.
Like a normal person. So once you have established as a crazy person holding my grandbaby, everything's on the table. Mm-hmm. Like, is this crazy person about to stab my grandbaby? Like, you don't – is this crazy person about to blow up my grandbaby? You know, everything's on the table
right.
Once a crazy person's in your house. So they wrestled a baby away from the woman, and they get the woman out of the house, and the police found her. Very quickly, like arrest her. She's charged with burglary and like kidnapping and all sorts of stuff. So she's this woman is facing like some serious charges. And thank God Joe Montana got his baby back, because a grandbaby back, because like what in the world? I mean, just hanging out at your house during a pandemic, somebody comes in your house, steals your grandbaby.
Yeah,
that's a hell of a deal.
Story number three.
A Maryland man has been sentenced to 1 year in jail for throwing a large party that violated the state's COVID-19 guidelines, the state attorney's office has announced. This 42-year-old named Sean Myers, he's having a party of more than 50 people back in March. Mm-hmm. Cops came and said, yo, man, you can't do this. So they, you know, wrote him a whatever you write
yeah,
somebody.
Yeah, like a citation or something. Yeah.
And then he did it again.
Well,
and they said, yo, man, you can't do this. And he was like, you can't infringe on my rights. And they said, okay, well, now you're charged.
Yes, we can.
Now you're charged with multiple crimes. And he's been sentenced to 1 year in jail. First off, if you're 42 years old, do you really just need to be having ragers, 50 people at your house?
No, you need to friggin' grow up.
There is no scenario where I would want 50 people at my house.
No.
I don't even like all the people who live at my house to be at my house at the same time sometimes.
Like when I'm in my 40s, like I probably still want to party and like be around a bunch of people like that, but like not at my own house.
I don't ever need more than about
we'll go do it out in public somewhere once everything's back to normal.
I don't think I'll ever again in my life need more than 12 people at my house.
I think that's true. I'm with you.
This dude got 50 people at his house in the middle of a pandemic multiple times. So you know what? On one hand, it's a crazy story, the idea that you could go to jail for a year for having parties. But, like, first off, you're old.
Play stupid games.
Stop having parties. You're old. Like
you're embarrassing yourself.
Yeah, nobody thinks you're cool. Like, nobody.
Bingo.
Nobody thinks you're cool.
Uh-huh.
Like, and I say this as an old man. Like, if I was coming in here every day talking about, yeah, I was at the bar last night. Like, nobody at the bar thinks I'm cool at the bar every night at 43 years old. You know, that's a 28-year-old thing. It's not a 43-year-old thing. Same thing having big ragers at your house when you're 40. Like, if I got a friend 42 years old having big ragers at his house, I would think that guy is completely lost. Like, must just be completely lost.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what went wrong in your life to have you here? And trust me, the only people who are there are people who got no better place to be.
Right.
And it's just a bad combination all the way around. So on one hand, kind of crazy you can go to jail for having a party. On the other hand, you get what you get, dummy. You were told not to do it.
Story number four.
Major League Baseball playoffs are set. We got 16 teams in the playoffs, Bennett.
Yes, we do.
I'll run you through the matchups. It is in the American League, number one Tampa Bay, number one seed against the Toronto Blue Jays. Number two Oakland Athletics against the number seven seed Chicago White Sox. Number three Minnesota Twins against the number six Houston Astros. Number four seed Cleveland Indians against the fifth seeded New York Yankees. National League, Dodgers Brewers, Braves, Reds, Cubs, Marlins, Padres, Cardinals. Lots of day games on the schedule. I've seen some people complain about this. Why would you run? Because on Wednesday, we got eight games. I mean, eight games. It's going to be awesome. They start on Wednesday. You get started at 11 a.m. Central with Reds, Braves. And the Braves better watch out there. Like the Braves.
You think so?
Yes. They're the two seed in the National League. But when the Reds are going to run out Trevor Bauer in game one, and then Sonny Gray and Castillo, like that's – nobody's got a better 1-2-3 on the mound starting pitching, I don't think, than Cincinnati. So that's just scary in a three-game series. Like all you are eliminated if you can't beat Trevor Bauer, who's about to be a Cy Young Award winner, and Sonny Gray or something like that. Like that's tough for the Braves. Braves are still favored to get out of that, but that's a tricky little first-round series. Anyway, 11 a.m. Wednesday, you get Reds-Braves, followed by Astros-Twins, Marlins-Cubs, White Sox-Athletics, Blue Jays-Rays, Cardinals-Padres. You've got those games staggered by an hour. So first one starts at 11. Another one starts at noon. Another one starts at 1. Another one starts at 2. Another one starts at 3. Another one starts at 4. Then you get Yankees-Indians prime time. That's 6 o'clock Central, followed by Brewers-Dodgers 9 o'clock Central. So eight games, but six of them are day games. And so I've had some people wondering, like, why would Major League Baseball put all of these games during the day? Why wouldn't you maximize prime time? And the most obvious answer to that is that you don't want your primetime games dividing up your audience.
Yeah, taking away from each other. Right.
Right. You want to be able to say this is the number we got for Yankees-Indians. Because if you're a baseball fan, it will be – I mean, Cardinals-Padres will still be going on when Yankees-Indians start. Everything else should be done. You want whatever number you can maximize with Yankees-Indians on Wednesday night. And so that's part of it is you just don't want to, you know, split up your audience. Plus, you know, like Wetzel said earlier, like there's so much going on right now. I mean, we got the NBA Finals on Wednesday night. You know, in like Major League Baseball's first two nights of prime time of playoffs this season, night one is going to go head to head with the presidential debate.
Right.
Night two is going to go head to head with game one of the NBA Finals. Like it's not ideal.
And then night three, I mean, it's a crappy game, but you still have Thursday night football.
A crappy Thursday night football game will dwarf whatever's on in primetime Major League Baseball playoffs. It just will. I won't watch it. I'll watch baseball.
Right.
But I'm in the minority here. So that seems to be the answer why so many day games. If you're into the odds makers, Dodgers are the favorite in the AL. Dodgers are the favorite in the NL. Rays are the favorite in the AL. Behind the Dodgers in the NL, it's Padres and Braves. Behind the Rays in the AL, it's Yankees and Athletics. I would World Series matchup prediction. I'll go Dodgers and Twins.
Okay.
World Series winner.
That's a fun World Series. I like that.
I don't care. Like,
I mean, Twins, but they're never there, so that's kind of fun.
Dodgers-Yankees would be the biggest one
obviously,
you could get.
Yeah.
So I'll root for that just because I want the best you could get for the sport of baseball. But prediction, I'll go Twins-Dodgers, and then it's not – I'm not out on a limb, but Dodgers to win the World Series. They're loaded. I mean, they hit more home runs than anybody else. Lowest ERA among starting pitchers. They hit it. They pitch it. They're really, really good. Dodgers probably winning a World Series, or at least they got the best chance to win a World Series for the first time since 1988. Jeff Calkins up next.
Memphis and the Mid-South's number one place for sports and home of the Gary Parrish Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 p.m. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, live on the Radio.com app.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now-famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it. You'll love it. Then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis. The other, 7704 Poplar in Germantown. And you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Attention taxpayers, the October 15th deadline is rapidly approaching. If you are in trouble with the IRS, have years of unfiled returns or back taxes you can't pay, then now is the time to act. Powerful tax relief measures are now in place for anyone facing financial hardship during these unprecedented times. You may be able to reduce what you owe by thousands and end collections. If you are facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or property seizures, then you need a trusted company like Community Tax, who's resolved over $800 million for tens of thousands of struggling taxpayers. Top rated by the Better Business Bureau and Consumer Affairs with hundreds of five-star reviews. Community Tax knows how to resolve your tax problem with the most savings possible. And if you're a business owner and haven't done your books, we can also take care of all your back bookkeeping needs. See how much you can save. Call 800-804-7445. 800-804-7445. That's 800-804-7445.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
And now you'll find more ways to save on your favorites. When you download digital coupons, you can use up to 5 times in one transaction. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show.
Well, I wonder if the awful of
holes. You're looking for the biggest brands in computers. The place to look is Cooper Systems over in the Mount Moriah Office Park. They got Dell, HP, Lenovo, Asus, Apple. Big savings on the biggest names in computers at Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park. Just give them a call. The phone number is 901-360-9679. That's 901-360-9679. You can talk to Lee Cooper or Lauren Cooper, any of the consultants at Cooper Systems. They can help you. Just tell them what it is you're going to be doing on a computer. Like, what do you need it for? And then they'll find something that can do everything you need it to do. It'll be better suited for you. And if it's better suited for you, it's going to be better priced for you because you won't be paying for a bunch of things that you'll never, ever, ever, ever use. And don't forget about printers. If you are homeschooling your children right now, there's a good chance you are using a printer more than you've used a printer in recent years. Worksheets, whatever. You can get a printer. They've got all printers for all your printing needs. They got them at Cooper Systems. 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com. Jeff Calkins is an award-winning columnist, Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Joins me every day after 5. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
I'm good, GP, and you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm doing all right. So over the weekend, it was an incredible debut for Mike Leach at Mississippi State. In fact, Dan Wetzel joined me in the first hour, and he said he can't remember a first-year SEC coach making that kind of putting that kind of stamp in his debut. Now, obviously, you're usually not opening up, if you're Mississippi State, with LSU. This is a different season without bye games. But still, yeah, I guess it was Barrett Salee I heard on with you one day last week, and he was like, I don't know if this Mike Leach thing is going to work in the SEC. And maybe we'll find out it was just a one-week thing. But he set an SEC record for passing in his first game in the SEC. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you have to keep in mind that literally there were 3 starters who started for LSU that started in the national championship game, which, by the way, is incredible. Like, I mean, isn't that unbelievable? 3 starters that started in the national championship game. Having said that, like, that this isn't going to work in the SEC sounds like your typical. I mean, and I love the SEC. To me, it felt like Saturday football again because the SEC was playing, right? I mean, I thought it was magnificent. But that's just your typical snobbery. I guess the Spurrier stuff wasn't going to work in the SEC either, right, until it did. There's no reason, to think that that something won't work. Now, it may not work long-term at Mississippi State because they still don't have the talent that Alabama has and probably never will. But it was so much fun to watch. And the other thing that I took away from it was, well, first of all, he had 9 rushing yards. I mean, it's hilarious, 9 rushing yards. But I do think one of the lessons from the weekend was that if you had an experienced quarterback, you were in a lot better shape than the teams, and I include LSU in that. I include Georgia in that, who did not have experienced quarterbacks because those teams struggled.
And the whole Mike Leach thing just flies in the face of everything. Like, you have to establish the run. No, you don't. You just have to move the ball down. You just have to move the ball down the field. And listen, Mississippi State's a hard job. It's why my friends who were Mississippi State fans, when they would get down on Dan Mullen, I'd be like, I promise you, your next coach is not going to be this good. Like, I don't even know who it's going to be. I'd be like, Dan Mullen's amazing. And, in doing unprecedented things, like, you should appreciate him more than bemoan him. And so it's still a hard job relative to the other jobs, especially in the top of its division. But if Mike Leach can win with whatever he gets at Texas Tech in the Big 12 and win with whatever he gets at Washington State in the Pac-12 and then take this quarterback and, like, set an S – think of all the quarterbacks who have played in the SEC.
Right.
And Mike Leach just grabs a guy who a year ago couldn't throw a football, and he's just set a record in game one. Like, you can't convince me it doesn't work to some respectable extent at Mississippi State. I think Mike Leach is one of those guys that he might – say things that get him in a bad place too often, to be the head coach at a place like Michigan or Ohio State or Texas. But you give him a bottom-tier job in a power conference, I'll bet on that guy to overachieve every time.
Well, that's the thing. So not only, what was it, more yards than any SEC quarterback has ever thrown for ever, it was a quarterback in his first game at that university, and after an offseason when there was no spring practice, right, there was not traditional practice, et cetera. And you come in and you throw for more yards than anyone ever has. It's total insanity. A lot of fun. Because it flies in the face of everything. Now, mind you, he did not have a great offseason in terms of some of the things he said. You can't tweet a funny cartoon involving a noose when you're the head coach in Mississippi. You just can't. And that doesn't change that, and who knows how this will end and whatever. But, like, can you imagine how much – like, if you could have Will Muschamp or Mike Leach, why the hell wouldn't you pick Mike Leach every time? You're not going to overachieve with Will Muschamp. Is he going to out Georgia Kirby Smart? Is he going to out football guy Kirby Smart? No, he's not going to do that. The truth of the matter is, the one time when South Carolina had their success recently, it was because they had Spurrier. And Spurrier doesn't do it like everybody else. You can't do it like everybody else if your tools are not as good as everybody else's. And so to me, it makes all the sense in the world. And then the last thing is, like, he did this when he was at Kentucky. He wasn't the head coach at Kentucky, Al Money was. But, like, they had success in the SEC. So to me, there was no reason to think they wouldn't have success. They obviously did have success, and it was a blast.
Now, there's probably an athletic director in a power conference with a bottom-tier job right now going, why didn't I do that? And the answer's clear. He's a quirky guy. And, some people just don't want to deal with him. And I get that, but it's the same. I remember, Greg Marshall had a reputation in basketball of being a very difficult person to be around. Not saying outlandish things or tweeting problematic things like Mike Leach, but just there's a reason why it took him a while to even get the Wichita State job, even when he was winning at an incredible level at Winthrop. It's because his reputation was that you just don't want to work with that guy. And I remember talking to the Wichita State athletic director about this, and he said, you know what, I went in the first year that Greg was here, and I said, you know what, every Wednesday morning we're going to meet, 9:30 in my office or in your office, and we'll just talk about whatever you want to talk about, and you just, that'll be the schedule. Greg said, fine. He said, that lasted about 3 weeks. And I realized after about 3 weeks, this guy doesn't need me to talk to him every week. He just needs me to leave him alone. And if I leave him alone, he'll be great at this job. So I'm just going to leave him alone and let him be great at the job, and it makes my job so much easier. And so next thing you know, Wichita State's in a Final Four. They're a number one seed in the NCAA tournament. And again, while acknowledging Mike Leach and Greg Marshall are very different personalities, it sort of feels like if you are comfortable taking that same approach with Mike Leach, hire him and then just get out of the way, you're going to end up being better for it than you otherwise would be.
Well, it is funny how, in the end, desperation causes you to do things that you might not otherwise do. I mean, you saw what Mississippi State, you know, that what they tried to do was hire let's get a respected offensive coordinator for Penn State and bring him down and see how that works. Well, it didn't work. And so then they said, hell with this. We're going to try Mike Leach. And it's not unlike, I mean, for different reasons, Kentucky and Calipari, really. Like, they didn't want to hire Calipari. He's a handful. He's difficult. He's all about him. He's dirty, whatever else. Until you try something else, and it doesn't work so well, and then you say, all right, let's do this, and you see what happens.
That's exactly what happened at Kentucky. Do you realize when Tubby left for Minnesota and that job opened, they reached out to Jay Wright, Billy Donovan, Rick Barnes, and ultimately hired Billy Gillespie and never even called John Calipari. Never even called him. John has now told the story. He's like, I'd come home and I'd be like, Ellen, did they call? And she's like, no. like they never even called him. So then Mitch Barnhart hires Billy Gillespie and it's a disaster. So what does Mitch Barnhart know next? You get this one wrong, it won't just be the coach that gets fired. You'll get fired. Your job's on the line this time. Okay, well, then what's the surest thing I can do? Hire John Calipari. It was the surest thing they could have done 2 years earlier. They just were like, we're not hiring somebody like John Calipari. But
well, honestly, it's not quite like this. But like Penny Hardaway and Tubby Smith, you know, they wanted to hire a respectable guy like Tubby Smith, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, hell, no one's coming to games anymore.
Yeah.
Let's hire Penny Hardaway, you know?
Right. Yeah, I mean, no, it's that you try to do it a certain way that maybe runs counter to what you are, and then you go, okay, well, let's just get back to what we were. Oh, you want another one? Mississippi State basketball. You know, they fire Rick Stansberry because they want, you know, like Rick's got a reputation. You Google it. And they decided they didn't want to win that way anymore, or be that way anymore. So they went out and hired Rick Ray, who I can tell you, as somebody who's known Rick for a long time, is among the most respectable and impressive men in the sport of college basketball. And it was a disaster.
Right.
And so then they were like, all right, let's go get Adidas and go get Ben Howland. And so like, let's just go. All right, we tried it. And that, like, Memphis did it in basketball. Mississippi State did it in basketball. And I think Mississippi State probably on a different level tried it in football. And then they just said, you know what? Who is a guy who wins at places that are even worse than our place in a power conference? Mike Leach. Let's go get him. And at least through week one,
Mike Leach is suing an old former university. That's the way you don't get hired,
sure.
Right? You know, and yet they just said, at some point you say, I don't care. It was so much fun. I honestly thought that was a blast. And then to see K-State beat Oklahoma was fun. From the moment, and honestly, like, Ole Miss didn't come close to winning in the end, but I think they played a much better team than Mississippi State did. I think Florida's really good. Certainly on the offensive end, they're really good. And, like, Ole Miss hung in there well enough and moved the ball well enough, scored enough points, that if I'm an Ole Miss fan, like, the only thing I'm not happy about is Mississippi State actually won. You know, like that would irritate me. But beyond that, I'd be happy if I'm Ole Miss that it looks like we have a coach who can figure some things out, too.
Yeah, like
another guy who everybody didn't want to hire, by the way.
Right. You're an Ole Miss fan. Just focus on the positive. You scored 35 points on a top five team. You have awesome uniforms. And you've got a money bag on the sideline. What's bad? Like, that's good enough for me. That's good enough for me if I'm an Ole Miss fan.
That was a little close to home, I thought, the money bag.
Oh, I love it. Just embrace. It's a little bit like at when LSU played at VCU, either last season or the season before, the VCU student section had some people, you know, because Will Wade used to coach at VCU. Now he's obviously at LSU. And they had some students show up in FBI uniforms. They had like FBI jackets. They were wearing sunglasses. Nice. They were like they were federal agents sitting right behind the LSU bench. And so that's obviously uncomfortable. Like you're on an FBI wiretap admitting to cheating. Like it's ultimately going to cost you your job. And what it will do, he walked over and gave him a high five. Like just in, like have fun right. with it. It is what it is. And if you're Ole Miss, like and you're like Lane, I give Lane a lot of credit. Like Lane Kiffin laughs at Lane Kiffin as much as anybody else has ever laughed at Lane Kiffin. He has fun with it. And when you take that approach, it removes the bullets from other people's guns. They can't shoot you with them. If you're shooting yourself with the same bullets, Lane is, I don't know about mastered that, but he's really good at not taking himself too seriously, at least at this age, after everything he's been through. And, you know, if that plays a role in the money bag being on the sideline to any degree, like I like it. I like let's have fun with who we are. Let's have fun with what people think we are. And then, oh, by the way, eventually we keep getting players. We won't just be able to score 35 on a top 10 team. Maybe we can hold them to 34.
You think Memphis basketball should get a money bag for the sideline?
How different is it than putting a target on your back in the warm-up jerseys? I mean, they kind of did their own little version of this, you know?
Yeah, the target was before this, before the Wiseman stuff. The target on the T-shirts, whatever, was designed because we got the number one recruiting class, so we are everyone's target, not the NCAA is after us. We got a target. It just worked out brilliantly that way.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think they wore them publicly until after
You're right. They didn't have to wear them. You're exactly right.
That's true.
Said maybe not such a good idea.
Yes. I mean, they come out with a target on their back. And so to answer your question in the simplest way, I would love it if Memphis had a money bag on the sideline. Talking to Jeff Coggins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Beyond that, the NBA – it's like crazy. So much stuff's going on right now. You know, in NFL, yeah. Your Bills are 3-0, so that's fun.
And Bennett's Titans.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
I don't understand, because I heard you say this morning, like, you were refreshing ESPN. I don't understand, as a wealthy award-winning columnist, how you couldn't have the – if you care as deeply as you care about the Bills, how you couldn't have Sunday Ticket.
Well, I don't watch them.
I know,
so
but
why would I pay for? Like, I don't watch them. That's too painful.
I cannot understand, dude. The Mets got eliminated from the playoffs on Saturday because their left field ran face first into the wall.
You like the agony of watching a team win or lose enough that if you won't have a rooting interest, you put money on it, so you feel that, right? So you feel that emotional. I'm on the edge. What's going to happen? There are stakes, right? That's what gambling, I presume. It's not just about making money. It's about feeling.
Oh, I promise you, it's not about making money.
Right? So it's about, and I hate that feeling. I hate tension. I can't stand it. And I can't, you know, I can enjoy the win just as much once I found out they won and I just listened to the post-game show. But actually watching it is too damn excruciating.
I can't make sense. That's got to be very rare to, like you're on message boards and stuff, right?
Oh, I don't post on message boards, but I read Bill's message boards all the time. I read the Athletic Bill stuff every single day. I go to Two Bills Drive every single day. I can tell you they're complete two-deep roster, et cetera. But I never watch a game.
I can't see that. That cannot be normal to care that deeply about something, but never watch the actual competition.
Yeah, no, you can't say I don't care. Like I'm not a quote unquote true fan. I'm a maniacal fan of the Bills. But I'm just kind of a wussy.
Like I feel like I should give you my Sunday Ticket login. So just in case you want
to. Dude, I'm telling you, this is a Bills thing. My father-in-law is also a diehard Bills fan that cares. Family's from Buffalo, and he literally 2 seasons ago canceled Sunday Ticket because he could not handle watching the Buffalo Bills. It's a Buffalo thing.
I think it could come from like we have had our hearts broken. It is really difficult to be a Bills fan. Maybe you'll see this phenomenon catch on in Atlanta soon, Gary. This is the kind of thing that the Atlanta Falcons fans will soon be joining me in the I love the Falcons. I never watch a game. What are you crazy? I think it's going to be very similar for Atlanta fans soon.
See, I'm the opposite. Like I watch it even though I know I shouldn't, because it's just not going to end well. Like the Mets were eliminated from the playoffs Saturday because their left fielder ran face first into the wall, basically knocked himself out. The other team got the Nationals got an inside the park home run because Dominic Smith was lying down after running face first. Like, that's how the Mets season ended, with an outfielder. Oh, and then Edwin Diaz giving up the game winning run in the seventh because it was a doubleheader. And like, that's the word. You've got your 2-time Cy Young Award winner who loses a lead because his left fielder runs into a wall. And then the closer that they traded for, who can't close, doesn't hold on to a tie game, and the season's over. And yet, I'd watch them again if they were on tonight.
Okay, let me ask you this: how much does it depress you?
It affects my mood. It like makes me mad. It, like, because I spend so much time thinking about it.
Well, that's the other thing is to me, it's that if they lose and I haven't invested the 3 hours watching NFL, then it's like, oh, well, at least I got some other stuff done today. Like, but if you invest the time, and then you're like, oh, what? Then you've ruined your whole day. I want no part of it.
There was a Sunday several weeks ago, maybe a month ago. It was Mets Yankees doubleheader. And we were at the lake on Saturday. So I'm listening to Mets Yankees, like, out on the boat. Like, you know, everybody else is playing music. I got Mets play by play going on the boat. And then on Sunday we get up early enough to get home, so I listen to most of game one on the drive home. And then as soon as I get home, I watch the rest of game one and all of game two. And it was just two blow it lead losses. And I'm like, I spent like 6 hours today just being mad at this baseball team.
Yeah. What a miserable way to live. I would have failed on that Mets season. Like, the Mets aren't breaking your heart now. I wouldn't get anywhere near the Mets. Like, that sounds like a disaster.
They're just awful. But here's the thing. I can't wait for next season. I can't wait. I'm ready. Like, I want them. I'm mad.
This is why I like preseason games so much. I can watch the Bills, and yet I don't care if they win or lose. I love preseason games more than anything because I get to watch them, see what they look like. There's no stakes. I never am sad. And
so weird.
And I love it. I love preseason games.
Like, I can appreciate it on a mental health level. Like, I'll be disappointed probably. I don't want to feel that way, so I just won't watch it. But like, I can't watch it.
I do this with other things too, by the way. I don't read about global warming for the same reason. Like, I never read a story about the ice caps melting. Like, I know how the sucker ends, and I'm just not interested. You know, I'm just gonna make me sad. And honestly, you know, guess how much of the Supreme Court confirmation hearings I'm gonna watch? Not a second. I'm paying no attention to it. I haven't read a single comment or a word because I know the way it's gonna end. It's fine. Like, it's gonna end the way it's gonna end. Why am I gonna invest myself emotionally in it? I'm not gonna.
I will say.
I'm gonna watch the debate tomorrow night.
I was going to say,
I don't know how that one's going to end. I think it could be a total disaster for everybody. This is not going to be the best of America on display tomorrow night.
Oh, my God.
But I'm going to watch it.
Yeah. Like, it's incredible. Like, I've obviously there's a big New York Times story over the weekend that will play a prominent role in the debate, I would assume. But, like, the problem with the debate on live television with, who knows, 80 million people watching, I mean, we'll see, is that Joe Biden does have a history and a present of just like slipping up, you know, like he's an old man. And
every time you see him, he looks older. Like, it's shocking. Whereas when you see Trump being a whatever he is, you know, like, it's not shocking anymore. If he makes crap up, like, that's not shocking. Like, we see him, there's nothing that's going to be, you either love him or you don't or whatever. Like, there's going to be nothing shocking. When I see Joe Biden walk out with his white hair and his teeth that have all been whitened and, like, everything else, looking frail, you're just struck by how old he looks relative, because we haven't seen much of him, how old he looks relative to the Joe Biden of 8 years ago.
Right. And like, that's undeniable. Like, all the other stuff is, like, you know, it's just a smear campaign, whatever. But, like, he's old. Like, I will vote for Joe Biden. I recognize he is very old, and he sounds old sometimes and looks old all the time. And so, watching that guy on television, live television, for 2 straight hours without a prompter, like, it might get uncomfortable in moments. And then on the other side, I don't know what you do with a guy who just will make up anything. Like most people do not have the whatever it takes to just say something that is so completely untrue, obviously untrue. But, like, the president will just say anything.
I don't know if you know this. He's done more for black Americans than any president since Abraham Lincoln.
Like, he just says things.
And that story in the New York Times that he paid $750 in taxes is fake news, even though he could prove it in a minute and make the New York Times look ridiculous if he wanted to. By just releasing 1 year of taxes, he could 100% destroy the credibility of the New York Times.
It's
in his power right there. If he paid $770 in taxes, just go ahead, put it out there, or, you know, whatever. Certainly, if he paid the millions that a man of his extreme success should have paid, just make the New York Times look ludicrous.
I mean, that's
ludicrous. He could make them look ludicrous by releasing just 1 year of taxes, like every other president and candidate, you know, in recent memory has done.
Except the story is bulletproof. I mean, the story is what it is.
Oh, I mean, it is what it is. Yeah. I mean, it did happen.
He'll call it fake news, and the people who support him will call it fake news. And it's like, if he wanted to prove it's fake news, there's a way to do that if it's actually fake news. But, like, he can't go down that path. But here's the thing that's just fascinating. Like, this story would be the end for maybe any other president.
And any part of this story, the idea that he wrote off $100,000 in haircuts, you know, or she for her, like for whatever, like that would end it.
And it just
the idea that he has $400 million in debt to we don't know who, that would end it. But so many things, he would have been ended 30 different times. Any other politician would have been ended. I grab her by the pee. Like, that would have ended any other politician.
Stormy Daniels would have ended any other politician.
Stormy Daniels would have buying off prostitutes, whatever. All that stuff would have ended. It doesn't matter.
It just doesn't matter.
That is the genius of him. He is the man who said, I could shoot someone on Fifth Avenue and, you know, it wouldn't matter. And he was absolutely right.
That is one of the handful of true things he has said. Is that he could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and it would not cost him a vote. Like, the people who are going to vote for this guy, like, they do not care about any of the stuff that came out yesterday, which is just hard for me to comprehend. But, like, it's just true. It doesn't matter whether it's hard for me to comprehend. It's just true.
Well, the funny thing is they think he's a patriot who's out for the little man, you know, like, whereas he's literally pays no taxes, doesn't pay his share of whatever, towards the first responders, towards the military, towards anything. Like, and yet he's on this. That's been the great thing, that he can, just by being a racist, you can pretend you're on the side of the little man. But anyway, never mind about this. How about Mike Leach?
How about Mike Leach? No, it's like, you read a lot about, like, prep for the debate and, you know, how Joe Biden's prepping and how Donald Trump's prepping. Like, I don't know how you prep for a guy, I mean, I'm sure there's a way, who he'll just say anything. Like, they ask him, how would you grade the United States response on COVID-19? He's like, A+. We've handled it better than anybody else. And it's like, nobody, like, I don't even know how you could say that out loud and with a straight face. Like, our response has been terrible, embarrassing. And yet, a normal person would just say, you know what, like, you know, it's been tough.
We all made some mistakes.
We made some mistakes.
Difficult, whatever, yeah.
No, he's like, A+. Better. We've handled it better than anybody. And it's like, it'd be like if somebody said, Gary, how would you grade yourself on your ab work? And I said, hey, I feel like an A+. Like, I've got the best abs in the world. Greatest abs you've ever seen. And my belly's, like, hanging out. I look
disgusting. And then someone says, show me your abs. And you say, no, I can't do that. My abs are being investigated at this moment.
He's like, how do you even say that? And yet he just does. So that's the debate. You'll have a very old man on one side. And
a very old man.
And a man who just says whatever he wants to say, regardless of even if it's a little bit true.
Now, some of this, though, is with debate, it's all about expectations, right? So do enough people expect Joe Biden to be a doddering old man like he is, that it's all he has to do is not fall asleep? Or is the bar – like, what's the bar for each of these guys? You know, we don't have great expectations for either of them in a debate, right?
Well, I actually think Trump's very good at just, like, controlling things, because he won't say what he doesn't answer questions like a normal, forget president, like a normal human answers questions. He just says whatever.
And he's better at it than he was 4 years ago. Now, 4 years ago, though, one of the things that people say about Trump is that he uses his size. You know, he's a big man, right, to his advantage. and he's kind of intimidating looking. It's Zoom. This is a Zoom debate, right? And they, I think it is, isn't it?
No, I think they're in Cleveland.
Are they in person? Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Okay. They're going to be together.
Yeah, they're in Cleveland.
Okay.
I think they're based in Cleveland.
They're going to be in Cleveland. Never mind. It'll be interesting to see, because he is, like, Trump's an old guy, too. But he actually looks.
He does not seem old the way Joe Biden seems old.
No, he looks orange or he looks whatever. And then there are times when he's walked slowly down a ramp. But I actually don't think he looks old. I think he looks, for a guy who clearly is not in great health, he looks much more vigorous than Joe Biden to me, or certainly younger. Looks much more younger.
So you think about everything we've got going on, you know, right now. We've got an unbelievable Monday Night Football game tonight. You know, two best teams in the NFL, according to odds makers, two former MVPs, still like 25 and younger. First ever matchup of former MVPs, both of them 25 and under in NFL history. So that's tonight. We get one of the most anticipated presidential debates of all time tomorrow night. And then game one of the NBA Finals is Wednesday night. We still got Stanley Cup Finals happening right now. Major League Baseball playoffs start tomorrow. The SEC's back. Like, you can't even keep track.
It was a great weekend of sports.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was a great weekend. Saturday was great. Sunday was great. You're right. Today's going to be great. To me, what's remarkable is you've got LeBron going to his 10th finals. And, like, it isn't the main thing that they were talking about on the show that precedes mine. You know, the ESPN national show that's on in the morning before mine. You got LeBron in the finals. And it was pretty much overshadowed by NFL football in terms of the national conversation. But that shows what a bounty of sports we have right now. Listen, we had a long time without sports, and even now sports isn't quite like it was, but doesn't feel exactly the same in all respects. But it's been tremendous, the stuff we have to watch and to talk about. Absolutely fabulous. I loved what Chris Harrington said when he was talking about the finals. That you know, LeBron has been to 10. The thing about LeBron is, when you talk, he is the franchise. Like, if the Celtics go to the finals, the Lakers go to the finals, and LeBron goes to the finals, right? He literally is the franchise. He just moves around.
Oh, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. I mean, he's been in 9 of the past 10 finals, and the only year he wasn't is when he was hurt. I mean, this is what I'm about to say is true. Save the year he was hurt, LeBron James has been in the NBA Finals from the age of 26 to 35 without exception.
It's just incredible. And from team to team to team.
Yeah.
He just goes and it moves with him.
Yeah, wherever.
He's unbelievable.
He's our king. He's our king. He's a GOAT. I mentioned this earlier, like people loved Michael went to, 6-0 in the finals. And that's true. You know what that also means? He only went to 6 NBA Finals, Michael Jordan. 15 seasons as a pro, only 6 times he got where LeBron James has now been 10. That's why LeBron's the GOAT. It's why he's our king. Jeff, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
See you, man.
Bye-bye. Do you still accept LeBron as our king?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, why couldn't Michael Jordan get to more finals? I mean, he was good. Congrats, Michael, on winning it every time you got there against inferior opposition. But, like, why didn't you get there more? Nobody ever asked Michael Jordan that.
They really don't.
Somebody should record me asking Michael Jordan that, put it on an iPad, and then hand it to him, and let's get his reaction.
See what happens.
Why did you only get to the – if you're so great, Michael Jordan, why did you only get to the final 6 times in 15 years? 40% of the time.
Be careful. He'll probably try to ruin you.
40% of the time, you went to the finals. That's great. That's better than most. It's not better than LeBron. It's not better than our king.
Interesting.
It's not better than our king, Michael Jordan. Be back in a second.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh? Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Now through October 18th, earn 10 cents off per gallon of fuel for every $30 you spend at Kroger. Just shop Fridays through Sundays with your digital coupon. Restrictions apply.
Tracy needed to sell her home out in Cordova, but we're in the middle of a pandemic, you probably heard. So did she really want folks coming in and out of her house? No, she didn't. So she called Josh Hysaw because he could market her home virtually. He found a buyer in less than 2 days, and nobody physically visited Tracy's house. That's just one of the latest success stories connected to Josh Hysaw. He's the one with the 45-day guarantee. It's a system for selling homes that creates more demand and gets homes sold faster and for more money than the average agent. Josh is able to do this because he's experienced, effective, someone who could expose your home to the most buyers with the best marketing strategy. Then he knows how to negotiate for the most money possible. But the first step is Josh just helping you price your home in a way that makes it attractive. Once you guys agree on a price, that's when Josh goes to work. And then if your home isn't sold in 45 days at that agreed-upon price, Josh will step in and make the mortgage payments until it sells, or he'll simply buy the home from you. He can even make you an instant cash offer. You pick. Totally up to you, and understand it's a risk-free proposition. Working with Josh doesn't obligate you to anything. If he isn't doing his job, in your opinion, you can fire him. No questions asked. Flexible fees. No upfront cost. If you're trying to sell a home, call the only real estate agent I'd call if I wanted to sell my home. It's Josh Hysaw. 461-8147. He's on the web. JoshSellsTheMidSouth.com.
The day has come for huge savings at Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat with Jeep Adventure Days and Ram Power Days going strong on Covington Pike. Get 0% APR plus no payments for 90 days. New 2020 Jeep Cherokee Latitude IIHS top safety pick. $21,740 or $275 a month. 2020 Dodge Challenger, a muscle car with best-in-class cargo volume. $24,690 or $318 a month. 2020 Dodge Charger, America's fastest four-door muscle car. $24,990 or $329 a month. And 2020 Ram 1500 Tradesman Quad Cab, $366 a month. Drive past the rest. Come to the best Gossett Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Fiat. 1901 Covington Pike. Online, GossettMotorcars.net.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motorcars.
All 75 months at 3.99 APR. $3,500 down. Must finance through Chrysler Cherokee. LD 56-1583. Challenger LH 214-740. Charger LH 116-732. 1500 LS 139-171. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through end of the month with approved credit. Dealer stock only.
Hey, Tennessee. Sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for and lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is to download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Connor so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Connor to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. 21 plus and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call Redline 1-800-889-9789.
Morning.
How'd you get in my house, B?
Through the air conditioning vent. It's dark in there.
Go away.
How about some Honey Nut Cheerios?
Cheerios. Do I look like a child to you?
Honey Nut Cheerios are tasty and can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet. Did you just
No.
I'm pretty sure I heard a
It was my dryer.
You might want to get that thing checked out.
Have a change of heart. Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
The United States Postal Service has been around since 1775, and since then, you can rely on the Postal Service to make sure what matters to you gets to your mailbox. You'd think you couldn't improve on that. But now, with informed delivery notifications, you'll know when those important packages and letters are coming to your mailbox, with an email every morning telling you what's on the way. It's the reliability of the United States Postal Service matched with the technology of today. It's time to get peace of mind. Sign up now for free at informeddelivery.com. Informed delivery. If it's in the mail, it's in your email.
Cleanings, checkups, and cavities? Have Dr. Chang's dental practice at capacity.
Patient in room one is getting a root canal. The x-rays in room two are going to have to wait. We're down to one hygienist.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
This is time that matters. A window of time to help protect the ones you love. Your preteen benefits from staying up to date with their well visits. This is your window of protection. Schedule their well visit now. Brought to you by Merck.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Step my money fast and go. New Amsterdam Vodka is a premium 80-proof vodka made from the finest quality grains. It's 5 times distilled for unparalleled smoothness, filtered 3 times to create a soft finish. And yes, it really is what I buy when I'm inside the liquor store. And that's because it's a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. There are more expensive bottles of vodka in every liquor store in America. But if I got you a quality vodka, why would you buy those? This is a quality vodka that's reasonably priced. You can save that money you'd otherwise be spending, spend it on something else. New Amsterdam also has flavored vodkas. Watermelon's the newest flavor, so keep an eye out for that. And if you're on a gluten-free diet, either by choice or necessity, New Amsterdam Vodka has a gluten-free vodka. It's got a brown label on it. If you don't see it in your favorite liquor store, ask for it by name. Next time you're in a bar, in a restaurant, or in a liquor store, order it. If you don't see it, ask for it. If they don't have it, ask them to get it. It's New Amsterdam Vodka. That's New Amsterdam Vodka. Pour your soul out on the web, NewAmsterdamSpirits.com. The big breaking news from the past 2 hours, Doc Rivers out with the Clippers. According to Adrian Wojnarowski, the Pelicans and 76ers have already reached out to Doc Rivers. So there's a good chance, it appears, he will not be unemployed long. Be back with dinner to go.
Hey, Tennessee, sports betting is almost here, and FanDuel Sportsbook is giving you an exclusive offer to get started. Right now, FanDuel Sportsbook is giving users $50 in free bets just for signing up. You heard that right. They're giving you $50 in free site credit to register and verify early. No deposit required. FanDuel is America's number one sports betting site for a reason. They've got odds on all the biggest sports and a simple, intuitive app that makes it easy to find the bet you're looking for, then lock it in. And unlike other sports books, once you win, FanDuel gets you your cash in as little as 24 hours. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. But right now, the right thing for you to do is download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and check out their fantastic app for yourself. Just be sure to sign up and register using promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, so they know we sent you. When you verify your account, you'll receive $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. That's promo code Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, to get $50 in site credit when FanDuel Sportsbook is live. 21 plus and present in Tennessee, site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. Gambling problem? Call Redline 1-800-889-9789.
It's time to catch the falling prices at Gossett Kia South Mount Moriah during our Fallback Kia Sales Event. You'll find best mass market brand and initial quality 5 years running for Kia with J.D. Powers, and we goss it all at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah. Get 2024 Tay 131 a month, 36-month lease. How about a 2020 Soul 148 a month, 36-month lease? And check out the all-new 2021 Kia K5, now just 189 a month, 36-month lease. And they're all just $3149 due at signing. And in these uncertain times, Gossett says rest assured with Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia, 2680 Mount Moriah, or KiaMountMoriah.com.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
All 36-month leases, $31.49 due at signing, zero security deposit, excludes acquisition fee, 10,000 miles per year, 20 cents excess mileage, 650 acquisition fee, Forte, LE22-4963, Soul, L712-0906, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty, see Kia.com or retailer for details, includes all rebates and incentives, PF59875, excludes tax line and license, see dealer for complete details, not all customers will qualify.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years, one of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts, and now it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants, because yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stant pants, and here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best fitting pant on the planet. You choose five pocket, jean style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a 2-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com. This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about Stack's Pancake Kitchen for years. Now I'm doing it again and letting you know that Stack's is now open for dine-in, curbside pickup, and delivery. So you know where to go or where to order from if you want a great meal, especially a great breakfast. Everything is terrific, but if you're looking for my favorite item on the menu, it's the now famous Stack's Breakfast Burger. Go get it, you'll love it, then you'll get it again. Stack's has two locations. One is at 4615 Poplar in East Memphis, the other 7704 Poplar in Germantown, and you can check the menu online at stackspancakes.com.
Love getting prices that are lower than low on food that's fresher than fresh?
Then shop at Kroger. We give you more ways to save on the fresh you love with tools like the Kroger app, where you can find personalized coupons on top of weekly sales, giving you prices that are lower than the everyday low. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
If you like extra cash, the Kroger Rewards MasterCard is the card for you. You'll earn 5% cash back on the first $2,500 you spend. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The power's above me. Don't shoot the messenger.
You looking for auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance, business insurance? If so, get in touch with Elizabeth Rook Insurance. It's a second generation local agency that's been owned and operated since 1981. It is the home of the Erie Rate Lock. That's a way to lock in your auto rates indefinitely. Each year, you don't have an accident. Your deductible drops by $100. Your first accident is forgiven. And understand, lower than normal rates are available right now. Listen, you got your local doctor, local dentist, local lawyer. You need your own personal local insurance agent as well. Somebody with a 901 in the phone number. That is the case with Elizabeth Rook Insurance, 901-867-SAVE. That's 901-867-7283. Two locations in the Memphis area. One is in Lakeland on Canada Road. The other is on Highway 51 in Covington. That's Elizabeth Rook Insurance, a proud supporter of University of Memphis Athletics. On the web, rookinsurance.com. That's rookinsurance.com. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is brought to you by Memphis Barbecue Company. It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but we mostly focused on our king, LeBron James, being in the NBA Finals for the 10th time in his 17-year career, 9th time in the past 10 years, the only exception being last season when he was hurt. One of the things I pointed out is that the people who still believe, despite all of the evidence to the contrary, that Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player this planet has ever seen, love to point out that Michael Jordan was 6-0 in the NBA Finals. But what that says to me is Michael Jordan only got there 6 times. LeBron's now been there 10 times. Michael Jordan only got this 6. Why don't any of you ever ask Michael Jordan why he could only get to the finals 6 times in 15 years, and LeBron's now done it 10 times in 17 years, 9 of the past 10. And Ricky jumped on Twitter. He said, MJ will forever be the finals GOAT. Bron lost to an inferior Dallas team in 2011, blowing a 2-1 lead up 20 in game 4. That's all true, by the way. Here's the thing he didn't point out. What about LeBron overcoming a 3-1 lead? 3-1 deficit against a superior Golden State team. When you bring that up, you're going to bring this up. Mm-hmm. Here's the truth about Michael Jordan and LeBron James in the NBA Finals. When Michael Jordan got there 6 times, his team was favored to win the finals all 6 times. LeBron James has been there 9 times before this season. He's only been favored in 2 of those series. He has 3 titles. LeBron James has actually overachieved relative to what was supposed to happen once he got in the finals in the finals. That's a fact. I got a million more of them, and I'll keep using them as we watch our king pursue his 4th world championship.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Are you ready for some football?
I'm ready.
It's a Monday night party, Bennett.
Let's go.
Kansas City Chiefs against the Baltimore Ravens inside M&T Bank Stadium, Baltimore, Maryland. Both teams are 2-0. They are, according to oddsmakers, the 2 favorites to win this season's Super Bowl. On one side, the 2018 MVP Patrick Mahomes. On the other side, the 2019 MVP Lamar Jackson. So we got Aaron Rodgers, Drew Brees last night. We get Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson tonight. Lamar Jackson 23, Patrick Mahomes 25. So this is the first matchup in NFL history between two former MVPs age 24 or younger. Baltimore has won 14 straight regular season games. The Chiefs are on an 11-game winning streak that dates to last season. Tonight, Ravens 3.5-point favorite. The total is 54.5. Bennett, you really laying 3.5 points with the Baltimore Ravens?
Give me the freaking Chiefs.
You want the Chiefs and the points.
I want the Chiefs and the points.
It seems like such a trap. Why would they make the Chiefs an underdog? Like, it's freaking the reigning Super Bowl champs. They've won 11 straight games. They still have Patrick Mahomes, and now they're a 3.5-point underdog. Seems like a trap, but trap me then.
I'm trapped by Mahomes.
Trap me.
He's going to do one of those nifty no-look passes tonight. It's...
You give me Patrick Mahomes plus 3.5 points, you're just going to have to trap me.
Yeah, let's go. Like, I'm in.
I'm putting my head right in the trap, and I know I'll regret it, but I don't care. I love Patrick Mahomes. Kick a schedule for 7:15. You can watch it on ESPN.
What should I watch on TV?
The Wonderful World of Puppies and Kittens is on tonight. According to the description, it reveals what it's like to be a puppy or kitten during their first year, which is the most important experimental year of their lives. So this is what Calkin should be watching.
I was going to say, this sounds like it would help him out a little bit.
7 o'clock on WKNO. You got night two of the iHeartRadio Music Festival on tonight. Performances with a virtual audience from Keith Urban, Usher, Bon Jovi, Miley Cyrus, Sway Lee. You hear about old Sway Lee's brother?
What's up with Sway Lee's brother?
I think I read he beat his girlfriend up, like knocked her teeth out or something.
Oh,
like,
my God.
She posted her broken teeth on Instagram. I don't know, Google it.
That's no good. You got to disown your brother after that.
It's a hell of a deal. Anyway, Sway Lee's on tonight. 7 o'clock WLMT. Late Night Circuit, Jim Parsons is on Jimmy Fallon. Mariah Carey is on Stephen Colbert. Colin Quinn's on Seth Meyers. Jeff Daniels is on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Yeah, the New York Times obtained the President of the United States tax returns year after year after year up until the year 2017, I believe. And they paint a pretty interesting picture. I'll let you read it for yourself and draw your own conclusions, but you can find that NYTimes.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it'll be Tuesday, so we'll look back at Chiefs-Ravens, Monday Night Football. We'll enjoy the start of the Major League Baseball playoffs, and tomorrow night is the first presidential debate between Donald Trump and Joe Biden. Perhaps we'll spend a few minutes on that. Buzz Williams, head coach at Texas A&M. He coached Jimmy Butler and Jay Crowder at Marquette. Those two are going to be leading the Miami Heat into Wednesday's NBA Finals, so I'll talk to Buzz in advance of that. He'll join me in the first hour. It should be fun. Enjoy.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.